Neil, huge commiserations, a few issues obviously to go through. First of all, unusually in deep discussion with the officials at the end, what was your what were your feelings there?
So if I say what I really want to say, I'll probably end up suspended for the next 20 games, but he came off to me at half time, apologised and said, "I've got the yellow card wrong with Donoghue, I've got it wrong." And he said, "I'll remember that second half." I said, "No problem." That's what exactly what he said, word to word. Donoghue puts a tackle in, the lad screams, he doesn't touch the lad, he bounces up and he sends him up. It's an absolute disgrace. And people will say, you know, on the social media and stuff, what will they say this week? Well, I'll tell you now, you had to be here today because we've done really well against Chorley. And the referees cost us that game.
That's new information to us because obviously... we thought that I certainly thought the first yellow was harsh, but having said that, when he went in like that, I thought that was unwise. But if his understanding from the referee was there would be leniency, maybe that's that accounted for that. What was an unwise looking challenge?
I've just said to him that it is an unwise challenge. He shouldn't go in there, but he certainly hasn't. He's not a malicious lad. He hasn't gone in there to hurt him. You've heard the squeal. The lad gets up in 30 seconds. The referee needs to use an element of common sense. He books him in the first half for not retreating, even though he's got his back to play. After 5 yards, he books him, and then he sends him off. In the game, we're doing really well up to then. Really well, and you know, the devastated in there. Okay, yeah, after that, the goals we probably can do better with, but these at the minute, these decisions are really going against us.
Yeah. What about just in terms of, you know, how you turn it around mentally? Is it just forget it? Well, let's keep 11 men on the field and get on with it. Really,
it is to try and forget it and put it behind you. But it, you know, it's hard. We know we've conceded 11 in three games. We've had two red cards. You know, it is. It's really difficult. But you know, looking at it, you know, there's 45 minutes of positivity against Chorley at home. There's 76 minutes against Spennymoor. There's definitely 50-55 minutes today that, you know, we look a good team. And then that decision goes against us. But, you know, that doesn't say that in the paper tomorrow. It says we've got to beat 4-0, and that's my responsibility.
But 11 against 11, you are correct that you've competed. So is that, although even taking in the circumstance into account, is it something the team now has to be aware of? You know, that those sort of challenges where you go to ground, you do give the referee a decision.
Yeah, it is. And we've said that. You know, I'm not going to stand here and say Piers's wasn't a red or today wasn't a yellow. But, you know, I said to my lads at half time, you know, I'm immensely proud to come back from a, you know, the defeat against Spennymoor and then to go and do what you've done today. And we didn't change anything. And, you know, you can never see into the future. You can never see that Donoghue's going to do that. We just kept saying, you know, don't change it. You know, if anything, stretch play even further and try and get some holes onto the ball and Willoughby on the ball and get your shots off. And, you know, don't be surprised if you're coming in and you've won the game. And, you know, we get really good account of ourselves. But chips are down, aren't they? Things are going against us. And, you know, we're all devastated. But I'll take responsibility. I'm the manager and I've... He's on me.
On a positive note, Lloyd Allison's been under pressure, under criticism, but today he didn't have huge saves to make, but all the very simple catching the ball and so on, he seemed quite misunderstanding with
Lynch at the end. But I said that to him, you know, before the game. You know, as a keeper, you're under the spotlight, you've made a few mistakes, but, you know, that's part and parcel of football. And, you know, just get back to doing what you do best. And, you know, I thought he was great today. There was a misunderstanding, but he was great. I thought they were all great. I think there's just I think I said this to you the other day, that there's this acceptance at the minute, this culture within, you know, sections of the dressing room that it's accepted if we can see the goal, we're going to lose the game. And that cultural shift isn't just change overnight. That does, or in a few weeks. That takes a long time to turn around.
That is something we've felt. Obviously, goals being conceded near the end. Is it not a fitness thing I mean, obviously with 10 men it's difficult, but it's not a fitness thing where the side players are running out of steam.
You know, if you look at the pods, you know, the analysis pods that we've got, they're all covering 10, 11, 12 kilometres a game. You know, that's your rival in Premier League and Championships. So the fitness is not a key. It's the mindset. We've just talked in that. It's a mindset. You can see the goal, so you're going to concede 2, 3, and 4. It's not good enough. But what can we do? You know, there's a lot of them lads are going to stay in that dressing room.
That said, when we did go down to 10 men, there was, and, you know, they scored about 50 seconds later.
Yeah.
There was a spell of about 10 minutes where we were on it. And the heads weren't dropping.
No.
And it was decision-making, it felt like, that gave them those three goals.
Yeah, I think so as well. And, you know, we've given the ball away in silly areas, and we have conceded goals, but we're conceding too easy, the goals that we're conceding. They're not having to work hard for the goals of scoring. You know, was it the second or the third? It's just a free header at the back post and it goes in, and, you know,
the third one.
Yeah. That's that acceptance, that cultural acceptance. But, you know, I can't hide behind anything today. You know, I'll come under, you know, the criticism. It's my team. We've got beat. You had to be here to see the circumstances. But, you know,
The games aren't getting any easier. How tricky is this period at the moment? Because, you know, you can look at the results in isolation, or you can go, well, we've been beaten twice there by Charlie and once by Spennymoor. Oh, and then we've got Chester and Bradford coming up. What's the mindset going into this now?
The mindset is the same as what we went into today. You know, although we got beat 4-1 against Chor last week and 3-1 against Spennymoor, the mindset is we're going in to win the game. And I think you see today, the way we approached the game, we went in to win the game. We didn't come in for a point. We went to go and win it, and, you know, it wasn't to be, and come off with a 4-0. But the Chester game, we won't approach it any differently. We won't approach the Bradford game any differently. But they are where they are for a reason. You know, and that's what we've got to compete with. I've spoke to some people today before the game, and, you know, they've told us what we need to do. And I know what we need to do, but it's not going to get easy going up against Chester, up against Bradford. It's not going to be easy when we play Ashton or when we go to, you know, Stockport. But we've just got to try and stick together and keep picking points up along the way, and improving the squad when we can and where we can. We'll look to do that before the Chester game on the weekend. And, you know, try and stay bullish. Try and stay bullish in and around it. But, you know, I do apologise for the scoreline today, but I can't apologise for disgraceful decisions on the pitch.
Yeah, and do you have a points target as such, do you think, in those terms?
Everyone, you know, down at the bottom of the league, everyone has a 40-point total. You know, they talk about that 40-point point total, but you never know. The target is to stay above that drop zone and, you know, to try and get as many points as you can do. And, you know, it's momentum. You know, when you've got a couple of games unbeaten, we've shown it when we first took over, it is momentum, and it takes you a long way. And at the minute, we're down in the dumps. We've conceded far too many goals. We're still not being able to get our best team on the pitch with viruses and injuries, etc. But we should have a good enough squad to not come here and get beat 4-0. But, you know, we have done.
Yeah. So, well, thanks very much, Nick. I mean, one thing I would say is that for the next games is that what the team has shown is that they can compete with some of the best teams in the league, 11v11, and things have gone awry later on. I think take that attitude into Chester. Chester game, home to Chester. I think FC have got every chance. So thank you very much for joining us. Any final thoughts at all, apart from Happy New Year?
Yeah, Happy New Year. Yeah, final thoughts is let's try and, you know, not talk about the home form this week and just get ready for Chester and, you know, stay positive in the dressing room and possibly bring in one or two new faces in and go again. You know, go again. We know the way Chester are, but we'll go again. We're never going to give up, and you've seen that today, and the fans don't give up, and we've heard that today. So, you know, I know there'll be, you know, one or two disgruntled voices out there, but the message from the dressing room is that, you know, we're in this together, and we're striving to do as well as we can do, and we'll continue to do that.
Neil, thanks as always.
Thank you.